During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
We on the motherfucking Bootleg Kev Podcast. We on the motherfucking Bootleg Kev Podcast.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. First of all, got to shout out everybody who's showing us love, man. Salute. Episode number 4. If you missed episode number 3, I really didn't do a lot of promoting of episode number 3. But it's doing pretty well. Just want to shout out everybody who showed love to episode number 3. Which was not an interview-based episode. It was just a me and my boy Dub PHX shooting the shit. My best friend talking hip-hop, talking current events, etc. You could go check that out if you didn't. So I have been in quarantine for like 3 weeks with COVID-19. If you've been listening, you know I got the COVID. I feel better as I sniffle. I do feel better. I don't have any symptoms. So I went and got retested yesterday. Unfortunately, because I've been quarantined up, I haven't been able to record any new episodes whatsoever. I'm trying to do as many in person as possible before we start going heavy on Zoom, because there's obviously going to have to be a lot of stuff done over Zoom. So let me explain this next episode with the homie Mozzie. Before we talk about Mozzie, I got a shout out to our sponsors, Vapen. Make sure you hit that vapen.com. Hashtag VapenClear, VapenClear.com. You can go on VapenClear.com and buy yourself a dabber. You could buy yourself some CBD lotion, CBD oils. If you're in Phoenix, you can go to Herbal Wellness Center on Indian School and get you some of that good flower, some of that good waxy. You know what I'm talking about? If you got that medical card, make sure you tap in, man. Follow them on Instagram, too, at Vapen. Shout out to them. We're going to have a new sponsor next Monday. So I'm excited for the new sponsor. Salute to the new sponsor. They know who they are. It's Odd Socks. All right, there you go. I just threw that out there. Shout out to Odd Socks. Anyway, Mozzie. So let me tell you, this episode is like, it's pretty old. It was recorded in May, right after Mozzie's album came out. And it was actually supposed to be the first episode of the podcast. Unfortunately, some things came up and we didn't end up putting it out. So, I guess it's dated in the sense that we talk a lot about Mozzie's album, which has been out for a couple of months, but it is a good conversation. Mozzie's one of my favorite, artists. I think he's a great dude, man. Just the epitome of independence, brilliance in hip hop. And, man, we had a great conversation. Like I said, it's a couple of months old, so you won't hear us talking about anything that's going on in the world right now as far as George Floyd or Black Lives Matter or any of the protests and stuff. That's obviously something that I would have loved to have spoken with Mozzie about. But it was recorded mid-May, around the time Mozzie's album came out. And I actually wasn't going to put this episode out, even though it's fire. I just, you know, like I said, look, man, I got the COVID. So we're dropping the Mozzie interview. It's fire. I love Mozzie. If you're not a fan of Mozzie, listen to the interview and you probably will end up being a fan of Mozzie. If you're a hip hop head, if the Freddie Gibbs interview brought you here and you're still not tapped in with Mozzie, that's fine. You should go tap in with him because the dude can rap his ass off and he's saying some real shit. Real shit. So if you're not up on Mozzie yet, listen to the interview. You'll like him after the interview a lot more than before if you are a fan of Mozzie. And just enjoy it. All right. Also going to be dropping since I'm, like I said, since I've been kind of on lockdown and I haven't been able to get in with some face-to-face action, tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to drop on a Dre London interview from about a year and a half ago when we originally were going to launch the Bootleg Hip Podcast. Dre London is Post Malone's manager, and I just think that there's obviously there is some dated shit in there, but it's also, if you're in the music industry, you want to be in the music industry, there's so many gems in that. So I'm going to just throw it out there for y'all to listen to. That's later this week. Make sure you hit subscribe. Rate. Please rate the podcast if you're on Apple, if you're on Spotify, follow it. But if you throw that rating my way on Apple, I'd really appreciate it. Let's get into the Mozzie interview.
Are we 6 feet apart?
About 6 feet apart.
All right, we got a social distance, bro.
Yeah, it's good, though. You know, we're going to make it work.
Hey, first of all, Mozzie, the new album is out, and I got to say, man, I feel like you've leveled up every album. Quality-wise, I just feel like you're getting better, man.
Nah, for sure. I appreciate that. Fully my intentions.
Yeah, like, you know, being, first of all, I'm assuming there's been a lot of opportunities where you could have gone major.
Uh-huh.
Why at this point are we still staying independent?
Shout out to Empire.
Because we got a plaque. There's a plaque right here.
Oh, we got one of them?
You know what I'm saying? You got that's your name on there.
One up top, Aki, something stocky in the choppy, huh?
100%.
I think, you know, I'm just comfortable. I'm comfortable with the independent lifestyle, you know, and I just know how to tweak it to where it benefits me and mine. So I'm gonna just squeeze it for what it's worth.
I feel like over the last couple years, the mainstream, like the tastemakers, have really started to embrace what you're doing. What do you think was like the point in time where the narrative changed, where you were like, okay, I'm like, you know, I know the Black Panther soundtrack had to be one of those moments, but leading up to that, I feel like finally you were getting a lot of the respect that you had been deserving for a few years.
We can't overlook the Kendrick Lamar shout out either.
100%.
I think, you know, just seeing the embracement of others. I think, you know, people just see other people embracing other people, you know what I'm saying, of their statue, embrace, you know, the up and coming, and they follow suit. That's it. You know, if somebody starts sizzling right now and we pick up on him and embrace him, you'll see other people that's in my lane pick up on him and embrace him. So I just feel like people just following suit, and, you know, they're exposing. So, you know, by others embracing it, they're exposing me to, you know, their fan base and the crowd of people that function with them. And so, you know, they pick up on, so they fan base, they pick up on that new sound, or they pick up on something they like and they start functioning with it and exploiting it to others.
It's stuff like XXL freshman covers, that kind of shit, those kind of accolades, like, matter to you at all?
Hell yeah, I was hot. It's hot. I ain't get freshman of the year. I felt like I was worthy and deserving.
Especially out of 10.
Man, list out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. They put 10 on the cover.
And Miles ain't up there. And then you got, you know, no disrespect, but you got a couple Theodorks and peons up there.
Bunch of bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just feel like it turned political. It just turned political. But XXL is my people, and I love them dearly. You hear me? I just take them little, you know, I take it on the chin. I take it on the chin. Evidently, you know, I wasn't politically tied in, or I didn't put in enough work, either or. And I don't blame nobody but me. So I go back to the drawing board, get it in, bite down, and find that hunger. drop and make them respect something.
So your album's coming out. It's obviously it's out today. Today's the day the album dropped. Last night Drake announces he's putting out a project. Shout out to Drake, but like that's got to kind of be like, well, fuck, man. Like,
nah, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't really tripping. I heard it, I seen it, and I really didn't react. You know, shout out to Drake. He do what he want when he want, and I got that same type of attitude. I do what I want when I want, and you know, I don't care who drop. You know what I'm saying? Me on the day that I drop. You know, it just make it more memorable. It give it more, you know, I don't mind Drake dropping that. That's big. Mozzie and Drake drop. You got me in the same conversation.
You got, hey, and you got a
finger salute.
You got some shit to get sensitive to, and you got some gangster shit.
Nah, yeah, I got it on. It's on there, man. And you know, if y'all comparing my album to Drake, nigga,
your album is better.
I can't do nothing but smile, my boy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Drake.
Album is a great body of work, man.
Appreciate it.
On the project, you were saying if people mistaken you just being a rapper, that'd be a mistake.
That'd be a mistake, man. I'm much more than that. And I, you know, on the album, I was referring to it as a street politician. But in actuality, just period, point blank in general, I'm much more than that. I'm much more than that to my family. I'm much more than that to the streets of Sacramento / Oak Park. I'm much more than that to, you know, the West Coast alone.
Facts.
Because, you know, when I get to touch the people, I really touch them. And, you know, we all identify with the same struggle, so they consider me one of theirs.
100%. The quarantine shit with this COVID-19 shit, besides live shows and shit like that, like, how has it affected your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you look like you're healthy. You look like you're doing well. Like,
all the prices went up. Prices on the tissue. You know what I'm saying? Prices on the napkins. Prices, nah, I'm just...
No, you right, though. Listen, bro. You go to 7-Eleven right now, and you...
Hey, the sanitizer.
$7.99 for sanitizer.
Yeah, come on. Nah, but outside of that, first and foremost, send my condolences, love, respect to the family that lost family during this time. I know it's a serious... You know, this is something serious, man, and I take it seriously. But, you know, I ain't been highly affected. I'm an entertainer, so my check been rolling in. And if somebody in my family's been affected by it, I assist, you know, with what I can. And so we all Gucci and Gabbana. The schools, I'm you know, my daughter at home. So her being out of school, that affects, you know.
Spend more time with your daughter.
Yeah, but nah, I'm enjoying it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm enjoying the whole process, man. I wouldn't mind if the world stay like this. It's less value on materialistic things, and you know, we just, it's more family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I'm enjoying it, man. I ain't got no complaints.
What's been the wildest shit? I mean, I feel like I've watched all of Netflix, but like, have you been binge watching any TV shows or like, what have you been like
doing? Nah, I've been tapped in. They got one called, first and foremost, I just watched that last night. What is it, All Day and a Night? Oh, they got some of the Hell Gang music in there. Shout out to the production team and everybody behind that. But I've been watching First 48.
Fire.
I slide in the house and what we turn on. Oh, did you see the Tiger one?
Tiger King.
Yeah, I tweaked on that whole.
Joe Exotic.
Joe, that's my boy.
Hey, yo. I'm not sure if that was him really singing, but if it was, he could sing low.
Nah,
key.
He was doing his Dougie. He was doing his Dougie.
I think it might have been him lip syncing some other. I don't know if he could sing that well.
I ain't gonna. He was doing. I function.
Would you do a record with Joe Exotic?
Right now.
Run it.
I'm saying cook up. You feel me? Gang related jungles.
That should be crazy.
We drop an EP. Gang related jungles. You know what I'm saying? Me.
Yo, it's crazy because I remember the first time I met you. Was like 2017. You came up to the station. You remember you freestyled over Triumph, the Wu-Tang beat for us.
Uh huh.
And at that time, you were. This was like Mozzie leaned out on a cloud, Mozzie.
You seen me? I fell asleep on you and everything.
Yeah, you was like in another world.
No, I was. I was in a whole nother world, man. During that whole time.
Yeah. Like, and I remember, like, yo, he's like, you killed it. But I remember, it's like. It. I remember talking to Gazi, like, man, this guy could get his shit together, like, he's a star. You know what I'm saying?
100.
Like, And then what I thought was so dope, man, was you were the first rapper to really make it okay to like kick the cup. You started that. You started the Kick the Cup challenge.
For sure, most definitely.
And I feel like it was needed because like that wasn't cool at that point in time. And it was like somebody needed to step out and be like, yo, man, you know, it's okay to kick this shit.
Nah, yeah, they banged me upside my head for that too.
You know, I remember that.
They bashed me upside my head, all type of people. But I wasn't mad at it based on, I feel like it benefited more than anything. It benefited a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, more than anything. So I wasn't mad at it, man. I'll take the lick.
And this was prior to like, you know, obviously a lot of people are trying to get clean now because a lot of people have passed away. You know, Juice WRLD has passed away.
Yeah, this is before all that. This is when it wasn't cool. When it wasn't Bully Bull to kick the cup. This when it was, nigga, what you talking about? Kick the cup, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, they was tweaking on me. But I ain't mad at it. Like I said, I'll take the lick. You know what I'm saying? If somebody could benefit off of it.
Was that still, is that still something you struggle with? Because I know that's, you know, recreationally, yeah, it's around.
I just said it in my song, man. You know, at least I don't promote it on the gram. This is my addiction, though. He said, I told the world I quit. I forgot how it go. Told the world I quit, but I ain't care. Told the world I quit. It's hard to kick it, though. At least I don't promote it on the gram. This is my addiction, though. It numb the pain that I be going through. Who are you to judge? I miss you, Brenda Usher. Without you, I've been secluded, love. So, nah, yeah. You know, I had a little bar in my song where, you know, I was admitting to relapsing.
Right.
And
but you're not glorifying it.
Nah, but I don't glorify it, man. I don't paint it as this is something that somebody. So these is my real struggles. This is what I deal with. These is my everyday struggles. I'm a real human being. You know what I'm saying? Me and I go through things and I find methods and ways to numb it. And you know, this is my battle. These one of the battles that, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the ring with and I got a face, but I wouldn't advise nobody I love nor nobody you love to indulge in them type of activities.
Lyrically, like on some MC shit, I feel like you're like top notch, man. I feel like you're, especially on the West Coast, like when I think of like...
Fella.
Yeah, like when I think like who can melt somebody on a 16, I'm like, all right, Mozzie's one of those guys. Like who is somebody who you respect on that level as like a rapper? Who like, even like, yo, man, I like... If you were to do a record with, you might be
Surf.
Sue Surf. Yeah. You guys did a whole project together.
Whole project. He one of them people that I get in there and, you know, it's a spicy situation. You know what I'm saying? It's spunky. Smoke. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know he going to dish it out. And so I got to return fire. He go Brazy. Who else I respect on that level? Outside of my camp. I'm saying, cause you know the Sully rules. He go break. You know what I'm saying, eat my snubs. This them, they all competitive and they make. But yeah, I say Surf and you know Nip. I used to feel that way about Nip.
100%.
God, like I got to tweak when I get in here with him. I can't. Ain't no playing with it. It was one more. Oh, my boy J-Rock. I respect Rock.
J-Rock, of course.
I respect Rock and the way he rock out. It's a couple. I respect a lot of people that be shooting at Izzo, man. I ain't gonna lie. It's some people that can dance in that booth.
You talk about J-Rock. Obviously, Kendrick putting you on that Black Panther soundtrack was a big look, man. Was there ever any dialogue of you signing with TDE, or was that discussion ever happened? Like, did they ever, like... show interest? Because I feel like you would have fit in.
TDE function with me. I ain't gonna lie. They done threw me so many alley-oops, man, and I can't wait to return the favor. G-O-D. I feel like I'm in debt with them people, man. Love them.
Was there ever, like, any discussions of you signing with them?
Nah, it was, you know, I was throwing that out there. You know what I'm saying? Me right. Tap in. Yeah, top yeah. Dog. What's happening? brother. But we so family-oriented that, you know, it. Nobody, we ain't never pressed play on that. And, you know, I'm so bumptable and bully-boo with my little situation that I never really entertained anything outside of it. But for sure, I function with the whole TDE camp, and that'd be dope.
You talked about, like, you know, your relationship with Empire. Shout out to Ghazi. What is it about working with Ghazi that, like, you don't think – because a lot of, you know, I feel like Empire is this – island in the middle of the music industry that some people know about, but other people are like, what is going on over there? Like, what is it about working with Empire and Ghazi that to you is like special and sets sets that company apart? Because I know Gazi is one of the smartest guys I know. So
coming out the trenches, I felt like when I talked to record labels, my main request was just freedom to do whatever I want as far as creatively. And that's what they offer. They tell me I'm entitled to do whatever I want. They ain't try to change my music. They ain't try to dilute it. They ain't come with no, like, look, you should do this. And, you know, they don't even suggest things that's out of my lane, you know. And they let me be me. They let me do me. I'm entitled to drop at will. The fact that everything is so transparent, you know, all the deals is transparent. It's like, I say a 12th grader can understand the whole. If they sit down and talk with you and you're a 12th grader, they could bust it down. Somebody who's new to this business, never done any type of work in this business, they'll make it transparent for you to understand, and then they'll follow through with that. It's not like, you know how fine print.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything is clear. And I was able to comprehend and understand it and see that this situation is best for me. It benefits me. Of course, I wanted to take the long way. I didn't want to jump on the elevator. I wanted to run the stairs. So, and they assisted me with that. And they got behind me, man. And like I said, their word is platinum. Anything they say they're going to do, they follow through. When they come with these deals or, you know, however, I feel like they family. I feel like if I go broke today, I can call Gazi and say, brother, you know what I'm saying? Front me one of them Emberleys, man.
Right.
He gonna fork it over. You feel me? I feel like I could call Neem team. I need 100K, like today though.
Right.
And he had forked that over. And that's, I just, it's crazy the relationship that I got with him. So, you know, anytime I can persuade somebody in it, not even persuade, man. Anytime I could recommend, you know what I'm saying, me, or refer somebody to Empire, man, I for surely go about it.
You've, like, throughout your career, you've been extremely active. Like, if we don't have a Mazi album, we'll have a collab project with you and Gunplay, or you and Sue, or you and
I gotta stay lit, man. That's what we in it for.
Yeah, like, I feel like that, you know, just your activity has a lot to do with your success, right? Like,
for sure.
What is some advice you would give to independent artists? Because I feel like you've been building this for so long, but like I've noticed, like I'm like, yo, this guy don't give fans like a chance to forget. Like he's on top, he's on their neck. Like
consistency is key, and know who your market is, and reciprocate the love. Make sure you give back, man, as much as you receive. Straight up, like the smallest things in the world, it go a long way with the fan base. Just imagine you having an unconditional love for an artist and you push up on him and he's stiff on you.
Right.
Feel me? You're going to feel some type of way. You might not feel the same way you felt about that artist again. You feel me? So, you know, I see the love, I recognize the love, and I reciprocate it when I see it. I make sure, you know, I dish out that same energy. I make sure I treat them, you know, I treat them like if it was the other way around. If I was the fan and this was somebody I listened to, and how would I want to be, you know, treated in this situation? So even when I'm tired, even when I'm exhausted, or I'm with my daughters and I don't feel like doing this shit, I'm tired of taking pictures, I'm tired of signing shit, watch out.
Right.
Feel me? This is me time, my time. I still go out my way, and make sure, you know, that they leave satisfied. And it's worked for me. It's benefited me, man. It's worked for me. And the crazy part about it is it's not hard, or it's not a task when you're genuine about it, when you genuinely feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with this music. It don't feel like work when you're passionate about this. This is I do this for free. I would love to come do this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? This is me. This is what I signed up for. I've been waiting on this day. I prayed for this day. I sat on a bunk and prayed for this. So now that I'm here, man, I embrace it wholeheartedly. And, you know, at anything I do, man, I give it my all. So I say stay consistent and, you know, just reciprocate the love, man. Even, I don't care how small it is. If it's somebody reposting your shit on Instagram, if it's somebody, a DJ shouting you out, man, on the radio right. out of nowhere, just make sure you know you get that love right back. And build on top of that. That's something to build on.
You talk about getting locked up. I know the last time you were down, when you got out, you had a battery in your back.
Yeah.
That was kind of what kind of like, was that motivation to really get on this campaign?
For sure.
Take us back to that mentality when you went to jail last time and you was sitting in your cell thinking about like, damn, I can't take what I got for granted. Because I remember talking to you and you were like, motherfuckers knew who you were in jail and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure. They'd get on me too, like the homies. The homies they'd be devastated when I slide through. Usually, you know, it's a celebratory situation.
Right.
One of the homies come in, gang, they let you in here for a while. You lightweight, you know what I'm saying? Undercoverly hoping a nigga got a little time so he can come big it with you, right?
He can kick it with the homies.
Hey, but they be disturbed when I slide in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? What is you doing? And I'm talking about the ones that genuinely love me. Anybody else, they happy to see me, but the ones who genuinely love me, the ones who watch me struggle, you know I'm saying, and watch this marathon take place, you know, they feel some type of way, man, and I appreciate that, and that go a long way. So when I be in there, it be like, bruh, nigga, you better get it together. Don't double back here, nigga. You double back here, nigga. It's up, and you know, I be in there planning, plotting, strategizing. Writing down what I'm gonna do, how I'm gonna do it, how long it's gonna take me to do it. You know what I'm saying? And when they crack the gates, but I'm sitting in there and I'm impatient. I wanna do it now. Anything that I can do right now over this phone, I'm calling home and I'm trying to get it done, bruh. Right. We gotta do this, bruh. Bruh, we got it. You know, it's ugly for me right now, but as soon as I get out, I'm telling you, bro, I need to hold this and we got to do this. Hey, hit dude and tell dude this. Right. So it's like a machine and moving and you're trying to keep it afloat and you're impatient and you can't wait because you can taste it. And then they crack them gates, man, and you get the chow down. You get the bite down. You get to prove it. So when I came home, I already knew I was fake weight gang. I was like gang chief. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the gang task was treat me. So, you know, the suckers was on my line. Like, you know, I'm head honcho. We got to clean him up. And I was, they knocked. I got shot at a lot, whatever the case. But even going through CPS, fighting CPS, fighting probation, you know what I'm saying, getting into it with the homies because, you know, I'm shooting up. So it's just like, all odds against you. It's like, it's crazy. And I was still able to juke move and hurdle, jump over them hurdles and them obstacles and still overcome all the negatives and everything that was against me, man, and find my niche. And so it's just crazy. It's crazy. Hella thankful, beyond blessed. And I'm grateful, a lot of gratitude. So I try to give back in any shape and form.
Like, I feel like every time I see you, bro, like, or just over the years, man, like, I feel like you're somebody who's always improving, like, as a person.
You know what I'm saying?
Whether it's maturity, whether it's the way you conduct yourself, whether, you know, you're always leveling up. You know what I'm saying?
You got to. That's what we're in it for, man. I'm raising girls, and, you know, I can only give them the best of me. So if I'm not bettering myself, then I feel like I'm cheating them. I'm giving them less. So I got to, you know, it's time. You got to educate yourself. You got to stay focused, determined. You got to make sure you financially, if you financially illiterate, what kind of good game you going to pass on to your kid?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I just try to stay. I try to stay because my little girl's damn near smarter than me.
Right.
We doing homework.
How's your daughter?
Six, that's the one I'm talking about, but I got one 6 and another one 2, but smarter than me, bro.
Right.
We doing homework and she trying to tell me like, this is the right answer, Dad. I'm like, nah, I don't think that's the right answer.
She's right.
She's right. So nah, you know, I just got to stay on my toes, but hell yeah, I appreciate that, bro. That's what we in it for, man. Whole lot of growth, man. That's, you know, I'm embracing, that OG status.
You talk about financial literacy, which I feel like all of us usually learn the hard way,
mm-hmm.
whether it's fucking off money we shouldn't have fucked off, or fuck like owing the taxes, or
come on.
Whatever it is. Like,
come
what it,
on.
Like, for people watching, like, what do you, what is like one thing you could say to them, like, they should be on their toes about when it comes to bread? Because that's not something that gets taught in school.
I just feel like you should treat it the same way you treat anything else. If a female want her breasts done, you know what I'm saying? She gonna go tweak on a doctor. She gonna look at all type of pictures and makeovers. She gonna study it. She gonna look at what causes, what, how it can get ugly for her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you wanna become an attorney, you get
you to go study.
You go study, bro. Right. I feel like that's the same thing. You wanna get rich, you need to study. You need to study financial literacy. You need to know the ins and outs of the game that you playing. You need to know how to manage money. You need to know how to invest money. You gotta learn money. That's it. I just feel like you have to educate yourself. We wouldn't know our math, our additions nor subtraction if nobody educated us on that. And so we won't know how to deal with money. I don't care who you are, what you think, you ain't gonna know how to really play with money, man, if you don't educate yourself on it, if it doesn't if it don't come natural.
I remember when you posted that screenshot of your bank account.
You remember that? I was tripping.
Everybody was like, yo!
I needed some financial education then, man. I was tweaked out.
What did he do?
But now, you know, I was trying to...
motivation.
I was just trying to motivate the young man that this real. Like, it's, you know, because it... I could tell you I got $1 million. A rapper can say he got $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's, we'll look at that as an opinion, not fact. That's an opinion.
Yeah, like, yeah, you might have $1 million, but.
You might. You probably ran.
You sold all your jewelry.
Yeah, you probably didn't touch $1 million. But
you ain't got $1 million liquid.
Yeah, you ain't got no. And man, come on. And so I just wanted to show my youngins that's in them trenches. Because, you know, I still pull up like regular fella. I'm pulling up regular real nigga. I'm jumping out. I'm him. I'm still in them places where you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You got $1 million. And I just want to show them, like, niggas like us, me and you, we, you know what I'm saying, we the same. And if I can go get that Amberly, you can go get that Amberly. It's attainable.
The album title, Beyond Bulletproof. Talk about why. What's the significance of that title?
To love one unconditionally, beyond bulletproof. It means bulletproof, man. I love you, boy. Lay you bulletproof. I mean, it's, you know, the love that I got for you is it can't be penetrated, man. Can't nothing. It's Teflon.
Gotcha.
Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going through that. Can't nothing disturb what we got going on, man. Can't nothing penetrate the surface. So you know, that's bulletproof. I'm letting you know it's beyond bulletproof, man. And as I'm specifically talking to the forgotten, the overlooked, the you know, the ones that we tend to unconsciously forget about, the ones that's in them cells, them jail cells, the ones that's, I'm saying, me, less fortunate.
Is that what the story behind the album cover too? Like, who's in the car with you?
Yeah, that's the less fortunate. That's my people. Them Unk and, I'm gonna call them Unk and them.
Right.
That's Unk and them. I pulled up Skid Row, told them get in, slid through the trenches, slid through Hollywood, smoked some good dope with them, took them to Bossa Nova's. We sat down, buzzed down. You know what I'm saying? Me, a little chicken on fires, and then jumped back in the load, took a couple photos. You know what I'm saying? Me, went on about my day. My partner sent me the photos. They was platinum velvet. I'm like, what's this? You know, this look like album cover material.
Right.
Ran the play. That's him. Beyond bulletproof. That explained everything that's going on in the cover. I love you unconditionally, no matter your circumstances.
Beautiful. 100%. We talked about you doing a lot of collab projects. You obviously, I love Slimy Individuals.
Oh, that's my boy. Shout out Big Burn.
Slimy Individuals, crazy. Yeah, I mean, shit, Logic was on there, YG was on. I mean, it was.
That's Burn too. That I ain't gonna lie. Not only was Young Sammy, not only did we go half on the project, but he went 100% on production.
Hell yeah.
He ran every play. All them plays, A beat was, that's his selection. Every feature, that's him tapping into his men's and them pull up. He went crazy, man. Studio, we went to his studio where he recorded at. You know what I'm saying? He smoked all his weed. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's got a lot of weed.
Bruh, that nigga, I ain't gonna lie. He made my job hexa hella extra easy.
Just come,
man,
in, do what you're doing.
Yeah, watch out. I got the merch. I take care of that. Blah, whoop. He did his Dougie, man. Shout out to Burn. We finna double back on the double back too. It's
I was gonna ask you, what's like another who's an artist that you would like to do another like do a collab project with that you haven't yet?
It's hella artists out there. To name a few, you know, you got the Lil Babies, Futures.
Yeah.
I fuck with Atlanta Tough. Me and Lucci, we got something on the way, way on the freeway. I like to do something with who out there. Oh, you know, Dave East be talking that shit.
Oh, that's you and Dave brother, East would be perfect.
Yeah, Murder
You guys have worked together. Hey, you guys' album came out on the same day a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's my dog. I love to do one with Anthony Hamilton, just a whole soulful album. Anthony Hamilton.
Yo, that would be some all time ill shit.
Yeah. Who else? Have
you tapped in with the Griselda guys yet?
I just hit Benny. Just tapped in with the Butcher.
That'd be crazy.
I just tapped in last night. You know, Surfy tapped me in. Brother, you need to fuck with the okay. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Benny's like, I feel like what you are for the West Coast, those guys right now for the East Coast.
Hell yeah. That's squad. I function with him.
And I want to hear you and Freddie Gibbs rap on the same song.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy. Come on, Gibbs. Big dog. I function with him heavy. Yeah, fella. Nah, it's a lot of people I love to collab with, man. A lot of R&B, too. So
yeah, now Eric Bellinger's on the album. That song, I mean, you guys did the remake.
Really want to be with you.
Was that an easy sample to get cleared?
I don't know. I think they beat us upside our forehead about that sample. G-O-D. I think they beat us upside our forehead. But, you know what I'm saying, Gangland made it shake, man. So we here. It's present. Make sure y'all go snatch that, too.
Which sample was harder, that one or the Tupac one?
I didn't want to touch Tupac. I didn't want to touch it. They forced me to do that. I didn't want to touch it.
So you didn't want to do that record?
I didn't want to touch it. That's Pac. I don't want to touch nothing that got to do with Pac, man. I just got that type of respect for him. Like I don't even want to play with it.
That was a dope record.
No, it was a dope record and the whole rollout of it. It was a dope play. I functioned with the whole play.
But it was something that you felt was a little forced. It's something that you really didn't feel.
When I did it, I loved it. Fell in love with it. I was juiced. Ecstatic about how it turned out. The response from the people, the whole nine. But you know, before I even wrote to it, when he pulled the beat up, I'm like, I don't want to play with it. And they, you know, they like, well, I'm telling you, this the play. We get wooty woop 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 woop. Had wooty woop slide. I'm like, all right, let's run the play, cause you know, I'm not that combative with my team. I'm, you know, if they recommend something and they feel like it's a good look, and I ran the play, and it was a good look, man.
Straight is that a up. Record you regret doing?
No.
No, okay. Because I fucked with the record.
No, I fucked with the record. I just didn't want to touch it before I touched it. You know what I'm saying? And after I touched it, I appreciated it. It's the closest I can get to Pac, man. Closest, you know what I'm saying, me, as far as, you know, giving a dedication and without directly giving a dedication.
Right, right, right.
So it was dope, man. It I loved it. And I appreciate everybody that was involved. You know, the same dude who played Pac was in there in the video.
D-Shit.
Yeah, my boy. So the whole Killer Kid, man, I loved it.
Video was crazy. Yeah, you know, you did right by it. It wasn't like
that's like, you know, a Mac Dre record. I love Mac. That's Mac Dre or a Jacker record. I be trying to big dog. Who is
like your top five all time, Mozzie? Top five Pac, rappers.
Pac off the dribble. Pac. I don't want to leave nobody out, so it gets spunky, and you know I'm from the '80s. But I'm going to just give it to you raw. You know, the Snoops, Pac, yep. Snoop, Wayne, DMX.
DMX is, he don't get mentioned enough in that conversation.
Somebody else too.
Something about DMX and his ability to convey pain through his voice.
That's what it is.
This shit is crazy.
That's what it is, bro. It's
like those prayers on his albums. Bro, like, shit.
Man, I was crying to one of his songs. That nigga said, I forget what it was, but I cried even on the slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Yep.
That's my, when that come on, that whole Belly, when he played Belly.
Oh, when he played Tommy, yep.
Yeah, bro, I function with dude heavy, straight up.
You got the Belly poster right
and
there.
And then he got the beautiful struggle he endured. You watch him struggle.
Yeah.
Whether through the drug abuse, through the going to jail, blase, blase. Nigga, a real one. He just naturally a real one.
You know what I hate about our generation is like we like a lot of people try to shame DMX because of his demons. But nowadays it's like that's just normal business.
That nigga said, she whooped me, then she hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that she loved me. I saw that. It hurt you more than it hurt me. I'm thinking, damn, man, how bad could this hurt be? I know now that what you did was all out of love. What I wouldn't do for one more hug from grandma. Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
That's my shit right there. Like, that just that type of shit. Before my grandmother passed, that was my favorite song. When my grandmother passed, it's all I slap. Crazy.
Yo, crazy. Shout out to DMX. That I feel like that's something that's in the realm of possibilities. He be hopping on people's shit sometimes.
Nah, I'm finna go get him. I don't even buy verses. I don't pay for verses.
That's when you...
I've never paid for a right. verse. Thus far, man, I'm like a flawless rip... Is you know I didn't got shit clear. We ain't go. Let's keep that clear.
You gotta get
man.
Cleared.
Yeah, I didn't got some shit clear, man. I didn't pay for niggas right. to come show up for the video appearance.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Get them right. But I'm majority of my features and collaborations is people that I genuinely fuck with and they genuinely fuck with me. You. Yeah, so I ain't never really went out my way. But a DMX, a Erykah Badu, my dog just got the Anthony Hamilton. Them like my three that I cash out on spot. Let's go.
That'd be crazy.
I just want to work with you. DMX, because he that's my childhood. That's when they
come. I feel like you, I can hear DMX in your shit.
Yeah, that's my, Erykah Badu, that's my childhood. That's what we was, and then, you know, Anthony Hamilton, that's Granny. I ain't know nothing about an Anthony Hamilton. Granny took me to a show, a little concert. And, you know, I ain't even want to go with her. I'm like, you know, it's old folks shit. She always right. doing old. She an OG. I was raised by Granny. So she go to old restaurants, old shows. And I ain't got time for this. I'm 17, 16, 17 or something. I'm thugging. You know what I'm saying? I'm banging Old Park, Fourth Avenue, Blood. I'm
right.
Yeah, I'm not where I go to the show.
That Coming From Where I'm From album was crazy.
What? I go to the show, bro. He took me to church.
For
it
sure.
Was Coming From Where I'm From yep. album. I know that whole album to this
classic
day.
Classic album. Shout out Jermaine Dupri, who did a lot of that production.
Yeah, that's my dog, though, Anthony Hamilton. Hey. He just knocked something out for me, too.
Like, word?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A song for it dedicated to Granny. It was supposed to make the album, but, you know what I'm saying? My management, Pump Fake, I'm going to highlight him about it.
Fucking Dave. I already know you already got, you got to be, how many records you sitting on right now, bro?
At least a 40 pop. Nine. I'm just talking about dope shit, crazy shit, at least a little 40 pop. I'm talking about album material, shit that I approve. Like, yeah, we could put something together for, you know, outside of what I approve, I got crazy shit. I just, you know, it'd be what you call them, like scraps. They just be all type of scraps where a nigga just go in there, do a verse and
right.
a hook and never do it. And never
right,
touch
right,
it
right,
again,
right, right, right.
And then pull it up 4 years later. Like, man,
oh,
was
this
tripping.
Shit was fire.
Yeah. Nigga, we could have made a hit out of this.
Yo, with this album, I feel like this has been the, I feel like y'all's rollout this go round has been so crazy. And it's so crazy because we're in the middle of a quarantine.
You hear me though? They lucky. Niggas is lucky quarantine slid up and shut shit down. Because they would have got spunky. I'm talking about it. They got spunky on them radio runs, on this tour. It, you know, we would have caused hell. It would have gave a lot of niggas a lot of problems, man. But I ain't mad at it, man. I'm loving the support. A lot of people in the industry getting behind it. I'm beyond appreciative. I love the whole album. It's really me. It's an album that, you know, if you ask, nigga, what album would you recommend if you're a first-time listener of Mozzy, it'd be beyond bulletproof. And not because it's new.
Right,
and it's
not
now.
It's great.
Not it's because it's
a great
got
body
a lot
of work,
substance
man.
In it, bro. 100%. It got a lot of shit where an OG person to hear it and wouldn't mind their kids listening to it.
That
you feel me? Mm-hmm. Versus just, you know what I'm saying? Because it's some shit that they ain't functioning with. They come from Mozzy. You know, all that body for body.
Right, 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 right.
Nigga, body after body, we body shit. Yeah, they like, come on, man. We not, you know what I'm saying? But this Beyond Bulletproof, it just got a lot of just good game, bro. I can't stress it enough.
A lot of good game. Do you feel a need to move a little differently? Because I feel like now, Mozzy, you're like, you know, you're that guy, bro, like on the low, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
like as to where
really...
I know you know you say you'd be where a lot of these motherfucking rappers won't go. But I think, you know, we've seen that that can turn ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace to Nipsey. It could get ugly, but, like, you know what I'm saying? These are the sacrifices we make just based on these are people. That's like you ain't going to your family reunion because it can get ugly. You gonna skip out on a family reunion and going to see Granny and them because it can get ugly? Nah, nigga, I'm finna go see my people. I'm finna go see my family. I'm finna go see what I consider home, what's close to my heart, with the people who that matter. That I can see the whole world smile, but that don't do nothing to me. I'm affected by seeing those that I love dearly smile. Mm-hmm. That's when it counts. That's when it makes sense. That's when it's like, okay, now we on to something. I ain't just do this for the benefit of self. I did this so we can all, you know what I'm saying, we benefit from this situation. And how can everybody benefit from the situation if I'm scared to pull up, if I'm scared to tap in, if I'm scared to lock in with you, if I'm scared to vibe with you, if I'm just scared of your kind, how can I be afraid of my own kind?
Right.
This is what I do it for. So, you know this, and that's why I function with Nip so much. He died behind it. That nigga died behind it.
That's what he
was about.
Exactly,
about what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
About not being afraid to function amongst your own kind. So, you know, that's just the risk we take, man. And I feel like I done gambled a lot more for a lot less.
That's fair, man. Have you, because, you know, you've been in your fair share of beefs, per se. Now that you're at a certain level of success, do you feel like you like let certain shit go? Like, or yeah, like maybe like man Mozzie from 3 years ago might have did this.
But nah, I let a lot of shit go. Not only to my success, just cause yeah, you're right. Due to the notoriety, man.
Because we talked about you being like yourself improved. Like I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a lot more mature. Right. You're right, man. I let a lot of shit go, man, because I understand my position. I understand what I mean to my people. And, you know, I can't afford to go to jail. Them niggas losing out. So I let a lot of shit go straight up, man. And, you know, but at the same time, I stand firm. I stand on my principles. I stand firm. And, you know, I'm going to hold my own ground. I'm going to hold my own ground. A nigga play with me. Sentimental value. Never sell the thing you gave to me. Hey, who the king of Macamental? They going to say it's me. I ain't trying to end up in the pen. That shit gave to me. You hear me? That whole board right there explained everything.
What's your favorite song on the album?
All of the motherfuckers. Every day, anytime somebody asks me that, one day it'd be nigga beyond. Bulletproofly. The next day it'd be betrayed. Then I'd be like, nah, today nigga unethical and deceitful. Then it'd be like, nah, the homies want to know really the hardest, but I'm functioning with that. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I can't. It's whatever I'm feeling. So right now, what I'm feeling is the homies want to know.
Okay.
Yeah, the homies want to know. We finna drop the video to that. I feel like that explains everything. That explains everything about the album. I mean, that's the core. That's the heartbeat of the album.
Is it harder to shoot the videos now if you have like the record with Polo G or the record with Herbo? Like, are those like because of what's going on? Like,
it's hella harder. I just shot a quarantine video. You gonna see that motherfucker? But nah, it's most definitely been a disturbance in the videos due to the quarantine. It's a lot of niggas I wanted to shoot with that, you know, the quarantine didn't enable us to shoot with. So, but it's good though, cause I got a lot of work done before. You feel me? Before the virus even hit, I cooked up and I got a lot of just good memorable moments for the rollout and. So I'm satisfied. I ain't tripping. And then the rest of the songs I could do to the necklace. So it's been Gucci. I made it work in my favor. We ain't going to make no excuses.
Boom. Well, the album is out. Great body of work, man.
Beyond Bulletproof. Mandatory Snatch. Go get that motherfucker immediately. You heard better, man. Great body of work.
Great body of work.
The dopest shit that I've dropped thus far.
It's that one or One Up Top out for me, for sure.
Ah, that's my boy. I needed somebody to tell me that.
No. They're both. I mean, I think they're on par with each other. Yo, Mozzie, thank you for coming through, brother.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the plaque,
you
too, bro.
Come on, man. You know you're the fella, man. You already know I appreciate the unwavering love and support. Y'all been functioning with me. It feel like since day one, not a day ago.
Yeah, every time we interview somebody, I always try to figure out a way to bring you up.
You
like, yo,
saying?
You fuck with Mozzie? Like, yeah, I'd like to see you working with Mozzie.
Come
like,
on, man.
So, my guy. Dog. Appreciate you, brother. 100, all
bro.
Day. Got perfect. It, boom.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Win the battle of your musty, damp basement with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. Take charge of your indoor air. It's easy with basement ventilation to remove musty odors, pollutants, allergens, and airborne particles by 85%. An Easy Breathe ventilation system creates air exchanges for cleaner, fresher, healthy indoor air. And right now, get $250 off your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. Call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com today.